Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much, but there might have been an entire generation corrupted by the fidget spinner.
Shit.
Hi, everyone. Let me start over, actually. Can we do that?
Yeah. Take as much time as right. You need.
Start over back one more time.
We'll probably leave the whole thing in. But
all right. Welcome back, everybody, to the first podcast. I'm Nordy. I'm the guest for today. And I'm really excited to be a part of this really interesting podcast. It's actually the first podcast that I've ever done. And I'm really excited to see kind of how many mistakes I can make on this podcast. So we'll have to keep track of that.
Cool. We should have a counter go off in the corner every time that the mistake happens. Like,
it's already at like 5.
Expect a lot.
Should we go over the mistakes so far so that we don't miss
any? No, that's kind of rude to the guest. Just like explain all the ways that he's like committed a wrongdoing.
Keep count at home. How about that?
Yeah.
Nordy, thanks for joining us, by the way.
Yeah.
We've been in the works for quite some time, so I'm excited to finally get to speak with you about, who you are and what you do and everything like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
My name's Joe, by the way. I'm the co-host of the first podcast, and with me, as always, I have Lars. So, anyway, for those of us who on the audience who don't know, or those listening in, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess just to start off, a bit of background, I kind of made my name online about a couple of years ago back on Reddit. I started going on Reddit and posting content that I would find elsewhere on the internet, and that content for whatever reason became very popular, and my account on Reddit ended up with millions of karma, and I would end up on the front page, pretty much every day. And that was just something fun that I did in my spare time, just something that I could get a sense of satisfaction out of, grinding out karma or whatever. And about, 2 or 3 years ago, I wanted to transition from simply using Reddit as a tool to kind of share content to as a tool to kind of create content and create communities. So I co-founded a few subreddits that I now run, specifically, wholesome memes on Reddit and meme economy, which both have been a lot of fun for me to run. And through those different subreddits, I've had a lot of really interesting opportunities, specifically with meme economy. The community there is very tight. And even though we have, we hit a million subscribers on Meme Economy, actually today we hit it.
Wow.
Nice. Congratulations.
We have been able to do a lot of really cool community projects, such as the meme investor bot that's running now, which allows people to kind of invest in posts, which we're going to be, doing a whole upgrade soon with stocks and bonds. We already have firms set up where you can collaborate with other users, but we're going to be pushing that out, into something else that's really exciting in the near future. But another project that I've worked on kind of in collaboration with Meme Economy is Meme Insider, which is kind of a magazine dedicated to kind of online culture. And we've had a lot of success with that. And
by the way, Nordy, I just wanted to point out, in case you didn't know this, when you go on Google and type in meme followed by the letter E, Meme Economy Reddit is the first thing that comes up.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Did you know that?
I appreciate that. I did not know that.
Yeah. Meme E, Meme Economy Reddit. That's
See, so. Joe, you know what you're doing right now is you're talking, and you should be doing that instead of just typing the entire time. This is not a typing podcast.
Actually, welcome to the typing podcast. My name's Joe.
I went ahead and server muted Joe for now. Let's get on with the episode. So, Nordy.
Yeah.
Why Nordy?
It was that's a good question. It's very simple. It was just a childhood nickname that my friends used to call me, so I just turned it into a online name. No real deep story there.
But the spelling of it is somewhat non-traditional, though. Is there a reason for that, or is
right,
it just
it's German?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you German heritage?
Yeah, a little bit. But about a quarter German. It's not super German.
I'm also like a quarter German.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe we're cousins.
Could be.
But I think the name Nordia, I did some research. It comes from a town in Germany called Nordlingen, where I think the Germans pronounce it, to my dismay, Nerdlingen, which would make my name pronounced nerdy, which is not what I was hoping for. But I guess if you want to follow the correct Germanic pronunciation, that's kind of what you would get. But yeah, so I guess that's kind of where I come from. I pronounce it Nordy. I hope that, you know, other people do too. But you know, people make mistakes, and I'm not too offended if someone calls me nerdy or something.
All right.
By the way, I like the assortment of videos that you have on YouTube. Some of them are like 20 seconds long. Others are like 2 hours.
Yeah, on the Meme Insider channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of a fun channel. We're trying to revamp it a lot. We really only have 3, you know, feature videos on that channel. The first one got around, I don't know, a third of a million views. The second one kind of tapered out and didn't do very well. It was the chair review. And the third one, I think, got like 1.5 million views.
I actually like the chair review.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't go viral. We put pretty much as much time and effort into it as the other videos. I'm pretty proud of it.
Maybe the hashtags were off. Sometimes there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a lot of the time it's just luck, from what I've found.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the chair review bit? Maybe we can make it go viral. Let's not spend too much time, but just to give the audience a little.
Sure.
A little
I haven't watched it in a while, but I think I can kind of talk about it.
So the chair review is about, which YouTuber was it?
How do you not know this, Joe?
PewDiePie.
It was one of the big ones. Because they mentioned the name like at the beginning, and I don't know.
It's about a chair sponsorship with PewDiePie.
PewDiePie put out a chair in partnership with some chair Clutch. Company.
Right.
Clutch.
Joe, if you don't know anything about this, I can go ahead and handle it. It's like,
no, I know about it. I'm an expert, actually.
Okay.
But why don't we let our friend Nordy sort of take it from here?
Yeah, so basically the video was just kind of to parody the idea that, you know, we could create a chair that was as good or even better than PewDiePie's chair for, you know, a lot less money. And the video itself was kind of, you know, a parody. We never actually seriously wanted to say people that PewDiePie was ripping you off. Obviously, you know, we never said that, and we never did say that. We never will say that, just because the brand, you know, you could argue adds a lot of value. But it was just kind of a fun video, and we really like to go kind of all out on our videos. We like to go kind of, you know, tongue in cheek a lot of the time. Like I actually called up a chair manufacturer like halfway through the video, and like, you know, I don't know, asked them a bunch of questions.
That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of a fun thing. And in future videos that we're going to be working on, we're going to be including a lot more kind of over-the-top, ridiculous content. So expect more of that soon. And yeah, should be pretty cool.
And it really does kind of, it puts you through an emotional roller coaster, because you're like, oh no, they've hit a dead end. They can't figure out how the chair mechanics work. And then when you're talking to the chair manufacturer, she's like, oh, you're looking more at like a car chair, not so much a computer chair. And then you're like, and we took it from there.
Right.
And from there we were, you know, so that was, I really enjoyed it a lot. I recommend everyone check out Chair Review on Meme Insider. But
see, I just like the Jax Films one, because for some reason, like a lot of our guests, like, just like to like playfully shit on Jax Films for some reason. Like when we had Quentin Reviews on, like he just called out Jax Films for never actually having made a film. So any chance to razz on Jazz, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. And I did like how you guys went to like very special imaging techniques where you tried to locate another object in the frame to see what you could compare to find out his forehead circumference, or it was just the length, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Did it really take hundreds of hours to do that?
I cannot confirm nor deny the validity of that statement.
All right. You guys could have just asked me. I would have sent you to his fidget spinner videos.
I do, however, give, you know, full credit to that video, and, you know, 95% of credit to the other videos, or, you know, might as well be full credit to all of our YouTube videos on the channel. Feature videos to our lead kind of social manager and video editor, Cartoon Warp. Actually, after we published the Jax Films forehead, that was actually the second video we made. The first one was in collaboration with the Internet Historian about CNN, mm-hmm. And them kind of doxing users. I mean, that video, I think, did pretty well. That was our first video. I think it got about 2.5 million views. And the video editor, Cartoon Warp, who's a big part of the Meme Insider team, actually went to work for Internet Historian. And he's actually in a few of his videos on his second channel. You can hear his voice. He's the same guy who does the podcast on our channel. So he's a really great guy. And I kind of throw all kind of praise about the YouTube channel over to him.
Shout outs to him. And
shout out.
Here's the question. I'm kind of curious. Why do we have this obsession with celebrity foreheads?
Hey, I think Jack, historically has been known to have kind of a bit of a five head, and we kind of wanted to figure out what exactly that was and whether everything kind of scientifically, matched up. But no, I agree. I think that a lot of the other celebrities we looked at in this video, have also been kind of known for having big foreheads. I don't know. It's just kind of a, tongue-in-cheek, ridiculous video that we do take, very seriously.
And you do take it very seriously. You included many very different metrics, yeah, including the length of the forehead as well as the ratio of forehead to head.
Right.
So
right.
One of the biggest ratios, what's the name of that actor? His head was not that big, but the forehead ratio.
Oh, Beanie Bag Cumberbund?
No. I'm really bad with names. Let me post a...
Is it Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris. He has the biggest forehead by ratio.
And that's really what matters.
Of the group, he actually has the smallest forehead overall. But
yeah, he's little. Yeah. Like, he's a little boy.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
I think that's really interesting. A lot of the time you can't really tell the height of celebrities. I think everyone kind of gives Tom Cruise kind of, a bit of a riff for about Tom Cruise's height. But the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, who actually might not be the richest man in the world anymore, but he's definitely up there, is also about 5'6", 5'7".
Wow.
Which I found very, very interesting. It's always kind of interesting. I've always figured, if I meet him, it would be kind of awkward to talk down to, yep.
How tall are you, Nordy?
I'm a few inches over 6 feet.
Well, Jeff Bezos is used to talking down to his employees because, he kind of hoards his wealth. So it wouldn't be that bad. Like, it'd be kind of... Here's the thing, though. You guys are kind of pioneers in a way because you're exposing how to do proper height verification using fidget spinners. That's a useful technology, which I feel like we kind of overlooked when the craze of the spinners hit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's really, a lot of people think that fidget spinners are really designed for people who have attention disorders, who can't pay attention in class or, just want something to fidget with, their hands are always moving. But in reality, the creation of the fidget spinner was actually designed for measuring the heights of people, not just their foreheads, exactly, but actually, as a general metric for determining ratios and heights of things kind of in perspective to that. That's why it was so kind of standardized ever since the beginning.
Yeah, not all fidget spinners, but like most of them share that standard design. It's very useful. I feel like everyone should have one in their household.
And there's a lot of conspiracy theories that we've looked into about, people, putting out that symbol, that kind of outline of the fidget spinner, causing some sort of, subliminal messaging. But none of them have really been too valid. We found a few good leads, but more info on that soon.
Ooh, fidget spinner conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much, but there might have been an entire generation corrupted by the fidget spinner.
Shit.
But again, more verification is needed.
Sounds like it. Joe, I didn't really steamroll over you. I was just still trying to talk. Did you have another point you wanted to make?
You kind of did. What was the point that I was making?
What was it?
Oh yeah, now I remember. We're going to have to fix this in post because I don't remember.
Oh, what? Oh, you forgot?
Yeah. What were we talking about? Something
fidget
about
spinner conspiracy theories.
No, but it was before that. Jack's film's forehead. The ratio. Oh yeah. Would you? So would you rather keep your current height and current like net worth, or be worth like $100 billion, but you're like 4'2"?
Is this one of those, ask Reddit questions where they give you kind of a completely obvious, answer? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I would be 4'2" for $100 billion. I don't think anyone in their right mind wouldn't be. I would, yes, to answer your question.
You don't think you would wake up every day and just be like, it's not worth it?
wake up every day on my mega yacht.
Yeah, you could wake up every day with like 100 women around you that are, they're just like, oh yeah, you're 4'2". Who gives a shit? You're worth billions of dollars. So, I mean, I feel like that'd be a pretty great life.
With that amount of money, I could probably change the public image of short people.
Exactly.
Put out a new reclining chair with the picture of four heads on it or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever, you know. Revolution. I could start an actual conspiracy.
Could you make a reclining chair that had like a height that exceeded Jack's film's forehead though?
No, that's a good question. I'll have to check on our highly trained analysts and get back to you on that.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll wait for that to get back. We can move on to a different topic.
Cue the Jeopardy music while we
wait. Well, it's going to be a while because it was a joke.
Yeah, they're all they currently on lunch break.
Oh. Okay, so
they're very kind of unproductive.
One of our traditions on this show is to ask really strange hypothetical questions, and we kind of go with like the good one at the moment, but we just retired one last week, so let's go ahead and bust out the new one. Do you remember what it was, Joe? Because I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's say that you had access to an interdimensional garden. And in that garden, you could grow basically anything you want. What would you grow?
Anything that I want.
Yeah, you can produce blah, blah, blahs. Like, oh, I'm growing some, hippos. You know what I mean? Just like whatever you want.
I would grow a highly intelligent super species that can, you know, harness the entire universe and also be able to recognize me as their leader.
So brains from Futurama?
Yeah,
flying brains.
Yeah, exactly. Basically that.
I feel like that's really dangerous.
Well, you know, it all comes down to, you know, how many loopholes there are in this hypothetical.
Oh, there, it's all loopholes. It's whatever you want.
All right. Well, if not that, then I would say some really, 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 really nice apples, because I love apples. Apples are the best food ever.
Oh, just like the choicest
of
apples.
Kind of apple?
Yeah, just like the best apples.
Were you talking like a Granny Smith apple?
Granny Smiths are pretty good. You know, I'm honestly fine with that. You know, not even, doesn't have to be that great. Just like an above average Granny Smith apple. And I think I'd be happy with that.
Can you delve into how to recognize a very excellent apple?
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, well, I think from what I've learned over my years is it all depends on your level of hunger. And if you're super hungry, you know, anything is amazing. And once you're on, you know, your 42nd apple, it doesn't taste as good. So it definitely has some sort of diminishing marginal returns going on with that.
I'm sorry, did you say 42nd apple?
No, that was like a bit of hyperbole.
In a row?
Yeah, most people only eat like 33, Joe. I mean.
Yeah, Joe.
All right.
Always just steamrolling over all the jokes.
No. We need Joe for the jokes. He's the first half.
That's true. You were saying though?
Me? Oh, I was just saying a really bad pun about how Joe is the first half of jokes.
How we need him. Okay.
But it was, I guess I can tally that down as my first mistake, you know, gauge the audience before you start telling really bad puns.
Okay. Joe, what would you grow?
I mean, the obvious answer is like money or something like that, but it's like not creative. So let me change it. I'm not going to go with like the obvious, like I'm going to grow like, that, like $100 bills, you know, like, but
yeah,
I would say if I could grow anything, I would probably just grow.
Do you want me to go while you're like thinking, or
no, I'm answering. Okay. You know, I would grow, and it would have to be really, really good. So, and here's my answer: what I would grow. And then you should put the SpongeBob music like 100 years later. No, but I would just grow like mansions, like a mansion to live in. And yeah, that's it. Just house, big houses.
Okay.
Give away the big houses, let people live in them.
All right.
Or like a super quantum computer that's more powerful than anything that we have now. And it's going to let us figure out the mysteries of the universe.
No.
Actually, that's
no,
my
it
answer.
Has to be something like plausible. It has to already exist, like a thing that it, like we have.
I would just have to agree with Nordy's answer then. The choicest of apples.
The best apples in the game.
Yeah, that's I think that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Or mansions.
Apples or mansions.
Mapples.
I think for me, I would probably choose to grow helicopters because, like, first of all, there's like a pretty good market for them because, you know, there's a handful of companies that make them, but like you have zero overhead at that point other than storage. So, I mean, like, it'd be a good way to make some money without being too suspicious unless anyone actually saw the garden the hospitals were being produced. Helicopters. It'd be kind of strange to witness that. But if I could keep the garden a secret, I feel like that would be pretty lucrative. And then on top of that, like, if I ever experience drama or stress in my life, I can use one of the helicopters to fly away from my problems.
Do you know how to fly a helicopter?
No, but I mean, I'm assuming these come with manuals, so I could probably learn, you know, go on YouTube for a little while.
Nordy, are you going to release some videos coming up on how to fly helicopters? Because that's going to be really useful to Lars.
I'll start to work. I actually am interested in getting my pilot's license eventually. I am a bit of an airplane nerd myself. Helicopters have always seemed a little bit too sketchy for me, but, you know, I've always been interested in learning how to fly those as well.
You ever fly like a radio controlled airplane?
Yeah, I love those.
Me too. I have one.
Yeah.
I've owned a few throughout my life.
Yeah, me too. Unfortunately, they always break.
Yeah.
So, because I always try to, you know, I never know how to turn them or they go too far away and I get them lost. But, you know, whatever, live and learn. I do like flight simulators, though.
Now, if you're looking to save up money for things like Microsoft Flight Simulator, which they previewed at E3, you'd probably want to get a better cell phone plan. And Joe, how can our audience do that?
So right now, you're probably paying out the asshole for cell phone service.
Directly out of the rectum.
And it's unnecessary.
Yes.
It's unnecessary because you can get the exact same service, if not better than the shitty service you're getting now, by using T-Mobile, their piggyback network, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Go to mint.t1podcast.com in order to sign up with plans starting at only $15 a month. $15. That's it. $15 a month starting out for these excellent plans. And what more could I say?
Mint Mobile saved Joe's marriage because they were spending way too much money
on
in-game purchases of Headball 2. But for $15 a month, Joe and Joina were able to get back on track. They went to mint.t1podcast.com.
I prefer Joseph and Josephine. And we were able to get back on track for the low, low price of only $15 a month. Starting out. So mint.t1podcast.com.
Now, I actually say this as a customer myself, by the way. I was a customer of Mint before we were sponsored by them, and I'm still a customer today. You pay 3 to 6 months at a time. The prices are ridiculously cheap. The Mac Daddy package is $38 a month for like 20 gigabytes of 4G.
That actually comes with the Big Mac.
Yeah. 20 gigabytes of LTE. It doesn't come with a Big Mac, but it comes with a massive data package, unlimited everything else. You can keep your number, you can keep your phone, most likely. Almost all of them work as long as they work for T-Mobile, so you should be good to go with that. I highly recommend them as a customer, and I also recommend them as our sponsor, mint.t1podcast.com.
Moving on. So, Nordy, who do you have for your cell phone service?
Not Mint.
Well, you should go to mint.t1podcast.com.
All right, let's actually
move on. Can I ask a question that is probably the most taboo of questions to ask on all podcasts? And that question is there a way to track how many people skip over kind of advertisements? Because I love podcasts myself. You know, I'm always listening to podcasts. Stuff You Should Know, mm-hmm. Planet Money. Stuff like that. But whenever they have advertisements, I just kind of do the
first podcast.
Not the first podcast yet, which of course now I'm going to be a big super fan. I've done zero research for this podcast.
Well, this is going to be our number one best episode.
Of course. Yeah. No, don't worry. This will get you noticed. Even more so than you have already been noticed. Don't worry.
Yeah. I don't think there's really any way to see who skips over that episode. They're just like fast, right, Lars? They're just fast forwarding through like a segment.
There are ways if you put it up on YouTube, but other than that, no, it's kind of difficult to track that.
Gotcha. But we've actually, based on what people have told us, they enjoy the ads more than any other part of the episode. It's their favorite part.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed by that kind of, you know, transition. It was kind of very smooth.
Thank you.
I just ask simply because, you know, on Apple Podcasts, which is the podcast app that I use, I know it's not the best, but it's simple and works for me with CarPlay. I know that everything in well, not everything, but most things in our lives are driven by advertising, you know.
Yeah.
And I know that eventually they'll probably crack down and have some sort of, you know, oh, you can't skip, you know, ads anymore. So if I was just kind of curious, you know, I'm still kind of curious why AdBlock still exists, and why, you know, it's displayed and promoted so heavily on the Google, you know, Chrome store. But I guess, you know, there has to be some leeway here and there. And I guess kind of the transition from traditional advertisements made by a marketing firm to kind of creating kind of a persona, a podcast, and having those people kind of pitch it for you has definitely changed things a lot. I guess it's kind of cool to see kind of firsthand, I guess.
Well, to be honest, I kind of prefer when like a podcaster kind of just kind of quietly and casually goes over a product as opposed to some like something cooked up in like a marketing bureau that like is just completely soulless and they make stupid jokes that nobody laughs at. And like, I don't know. It seems like it's a little bit more genuine. I also really like it. Like, I know this is, I'm using myself as an example, but like I use the product. So it's like, it's a little bit more genuine at that point.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I won't even name the cell phone plan that I have. Unfortunately, it rhymes with, Verizon.
Oh, you're on Verizon.
Oh, yeah, that was exactly, so Verizon. Easy to figure out. Oh my God.
But you know, I'll give it a shot. You know, who knows? Maybe here continuation of your advertisement. They can pay you extra for having a 5-minute ad.
Mint.t1podcast.com. No, but here's the thing though. No, it's like you can't really, you're saying like you can't believe that things like AdBlock still exist, but it's like, how do you, what's illegal about that? Like what's, if people,
nothing's illegal and nothing's wrong with it. I'm just surprised that Google, who kind of is you know, built on advertising, when you go to the web store or the Chrome store, it's like one of the top selections, kind of heavily promoted there. You know, they're not only allowing it to stay on their platform, but they're actively promoting it themselves. I actually just was using Microsoft Edge earlier today, and I wanted to, which, yeah, I know it was terrible, but I went on to the Edge store, and the first suggestion that popped up, it might have been the second, but it was either the first or second, was, you know, it might have been AdBlock was the first and uBlock Origin was the second. But those are very heavily promoted there. And I guess I'm just very surprised that these big evil mega corporations are really putting the consumer first. And it's something that I'm really happy about. I remember actually talking to a marketing executive, an advertising executive, about a decade ago, honestly, really, when I was very young. And asking him about AdBlock, mm-hmm. I remember him telling me that a very small population of people were actually using it. And I wonder if that's changed, or whether it's still only about 1% or 2% of the population, you know, who use it.
I imagine it's grown somewhat, although I also imagine it's a lot smaller than a lot of people who use it think it is.
Right.
By the way, the chat just noted out of context, but I guess Joe probably still does appreciate this. Love you, Joe. And how can people access the live recording chat, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
You said that like you were like castrated about a half an hour ago. Can you give it a little bit more gusto?
Yeah. If you're looking to access our chat web-based service, go to discord.t1podcast.com. Over there on our Discord channel, you'll be able to see everything that we're typing as we record live, keep up with our latest interviews, and watch them grow and expand into so much more.
I'm so sorry that Joe just put that voice on. I really apologize to the audience and to Nordy. And
no, it is perfectly okay. Yeah, I have an appointment with my ENT doctor pretty soon to take a look at my ears.
What kind of car do you drive, by the way? You mentioned Apple CarPlay, and I had that in my old car, and it was very, very good. They only have it in new cars, so you're driving something from like the past couple of years, right?
Yeah, I drive a 2015 Hyundai.
Ooh, I had a 2017 Hyundai. What do you have, a Elantra, Sonata?
Sonata.
Yeah. How do you like it?
I think it's great. I think it has the engine almost the level of a golf cart. So I can go 0 to 60
in like 5 minutes.
Well, just period.
Oh, it'll take you up to 60?
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. I'm like, yeah, I got the 60 miles an hour. But, you know, it had a bunch of fun technology, and it has, you know, automatic lane. You know, it beeps when I'm switching off of lanes, and it, you know, mm-hmm. slows down.
So you have, what, the limited?
Yeah, yeah. I was either like, you know, I had, you know, a certain budget, and I tried to make it work, and I made the choice to go with the tech package instead of the engine package.
For another $25.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Hyundai's pretty affordable.
Right.
I was leasing my... I had a 2017 Elantra. I had the base with the tech package, which comes with, like, the heated seats, the backup camera. And it was pretty nice. In retrospect, maybe I would have gotten a limited for, like, another $15. But, you know, so it would have been, like, another 25 cents a month on my lease. But yeah. I didn't need it at the time.
You should have saved up for a Ford Corolla, Joe.
Well, that's what I have now.
Oh, okay.
But... No, actually, I turned in my lease a couple months ago and picked up a 2012 two-door Honda Accord. So it's pretty nice. I like it, actually. I like driving it more than my Elantra because it's like a six-cylinder. It's got leather seats.
And by the way, know your meme moment here for the audience, because we need to start explaining these a little bit more often. Ford Corolla is a reference to an episode in which Shade X was asking us, that's on our Discord at discord.t1podcast.com, our opinion on the Ford Corolla, which is a fictitious car. It does not exist.
Anyway, moving on from cars.
Yeah.
Are there any projects in the works now that you're able to... talk about Nordy?
Yeah, what are you looking to do in the future with this? Like, where are you headed with Meme Insider?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question, and we're always looking to expand. We're always looking to grow, and right now nothing's really definite that I can speak on, but if you stay tuned over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be introducing some new products, hopefully, and you know, growing our kind of platform a little bit, but you know, you have to stay tuned for that. You know, follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, etc. And we'll keep you updated with all the good, juicy, exciting stuff that happens.
And how can they do that? What are the URLs in question?
It's just at Meme Insider on all platforms.
Ah, and if they wanted to keep up with Nordy himself, how would they do that?
The best way to reach me is on Twitter, and that's just at the Nordy. But I'm less active than I used to be. I still check Twitter, you know, daily and stuff, but if you tweet at me with any questions, I'd be happy to help you. If you want to email Meme Insider, you can do so at contact@memeinsider.com. You know, we will answer your questions. We can help you direct you if you want to apply for a position on the team. There's options to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be really cool.
How do you spell Nordy?
Nordy.
Nordy.
And on Twitter, that's THE, right?
THE, right. Yeah. One word. The Nordy.
Twitter, that's TWITTER.
No, there's a one T.
It's Twitter, Joe. Twitter.com.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't go on Twitter. That's for mainstream people. I only go on Twitter.
Oh, dude, I heard something, by the way, and I don't mean to get political with this at all, but do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
I do not.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, it's fine.
No need to apologize.
I see he's a Canadian clinical psychologist, according to Google's summary.
Okay.
I'm actually an expert on him myself.
I remember something.
It's kind of weird that you're typing right now if you're an expert on him, Joe. I'm confused.
I am. Well, as Nordy says, he was he is a Canadian clinical psychologist. He was born... Actually, today's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
He was born in 1962.
Why did you say he was born actually it's his birthday as if you're reading this? I'm confused, Joe.
I was going to say he was born on June 12th, and as I was saying it, I was saying to myself, today's June 12th.
Oh, so as you were reading it on the article?
What?
Oh, you were reading this on the article.
That.
Which website are you using?
I didn't say reading.
What's he famous for, then? He's scrolling carefully.
I'm an expert on this.
Okay, Joe.
As I have said.
I'm sure.
He is known for potential psychological markers for the predisposition to alcoholism, which he wrote a thesis on in 1991. His doctoral advisor was Robert Peel. Let's see.
Okay, Joe. All right. Can we get to the rest of the episode now?
All right. I was reading that on Wikipedia.
Lame. Okay. All right. Okay. So
just kidding. I'm an expert.
So apparently Jordan Peterson is coming up with like a new version of Twitter called ThinkSpot. Have you heard of that at all?
I haven't. I think that's an interesting idea. There is a new space for a new social media platform, and I can't tell you too much, but I am involved in something along those lines.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, the giants of Facebook and Reddit, they are going to have some checks come to them, some reality checks. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, is going to severely impact their user base. And that's going to, you know, have a bunch of people who are just going to swarm to some other platform. And I think that there's some potential for, you know, a new platform to rise up and accept them.
Where does that potential come from?
But I kind of think there's two camps with that. And one of them is, I'll notice like a new website starting up that actually aims to solve some of the problems with the traditional giants. And once in a while, there will also be something that comes up, though, where it's really more about the fact that they got kicked off of a place like Twitter or something. And so they just kind of want to go start something up where it's all about, well, you can have free speech on here. And really what ends up happening is you get a lot of like really bad people to congregate there.
Right.
Because their views weren't...
I don't want to name the website right now, but it starts with a V. And it was created as a Reddit replication back when Reddit banned a bunch of kind of controversial subreddits. Mm-hmm. And that website popped up into existence. And it was, you know, as expected, purely mm-hmm. populated by these hateful, angry, racist, sexist, and misogynistic people. And it basically just concentrated them all into one big echo chamber. And, you know, I think that's something that I would consider a failure to create a new social media just because it did not appeal to the mainstream. It's really just for those outcasts of society who really are just the you know, the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm. And it's always under the guise of free speech. I mean, it's always like,
right.
But it's not really about that. It's just about the fact that they weren't accepted by like normal people.
Yeah, I think kind of free speech is an interesting topic. I don't really want to get too much into it.
Sure.
But, you know, I think to summarize my opinion, free speech has to do with what the government can control from you, not, you know, what independent, private, non-governmentally regulated websites can control. But I don't want to get too much into that. If you just want to know my opinion, that's kind of that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's where Joe lands as well. That's where I pretty much land on it.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have like so much of a fully formed opinion on it. I could probably be swayed some direction, but I think that there's a difference between what companies can like remove you for and maybe like what they should. I am a proponent of free speech, but I'm not a proponent of like hate speech. I kind of grew up posting on message boards like gamefacts.com and different ones like that. And you would get banned if you, I mean, there were certain things you couldn't say, and it was fairly reasonable. If you said certain things, you would be removed, and it kind of makes sense.
Well, it makes it an actual pleasant experience for people when they're not constantly, you know, at the targets of harassment, especially for, you know, people who are a social minority. Like, they don't have to worry about like coming on and people, you know, tossing, you know, F slurs all the time, or like, you know, like if a black person shows up, like they don't have to feel like they're an outsider just because of the language being used. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But
there's a difference between, you know, something like that and something like somebody shared a political opinion that you don't agree with. Because once you get to the point where you've got these mega corporations like Facebook that are removing, let's say, alt-right stuff. And I don't agree. I definitely don't agree with the alt-right and what they have to say. But a part of me is almost like maybe they should be able to say it if we're in a free society of like free speech. Of course, assuming that they aren't, being using hate speech or like something like that.
I think to kind of summarize, Joe does not agree with us, and he has a more kind of mainstream opinion. I think that my opinion is fairly unpopular online because a lot of people are kind of libertarian in that way. But yeah, I think that's that you could have a 20-hour conversation about that, and I don't want to derail us too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably be swayed also. I don't know. That's just kind of like, I don't know. I could probably be swayed one way or the other.
But. Well, in a lot of cases, those groups are actually causing real life problems and, going after like, the Sandy Hook people for apparently creating a conspiracy theory, which didn't have. It's all really complicated. And Nordy is correct. We could derail for at least 20 hours on this. And, I pondered for a second doing a 20-hour episode on this, but I think we will pass. Let's get back on track.
Actually, let's have a 20-hour episode, but let's just like. Let's have a 20-hour conversation, but let's just fast forward to the very end of it.
All right. Fast forward.
All right. Fast forward.
Oh, and that's why everyone should worship, Joe Biden as their Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for clarifying everything.
Yeah, I really wasn't sold on him for a while, but wow, that was a productive 20 hours. Holy shit.
Now I am. Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
Also, all cats are dogs. I did not expect that. All cats are dogs. That's a weird conclusion, but we got there.
Yeah, took us 20 hours.
I see where you're coming from, Nordy. Joseph Biden is the Messiah.
Yeah. Not the Joe Biden that was originally a VP, but a different Joseph Biden.
No, actually, of course not. No. We were in our 20 hours. We covered that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also had agreed that I'm the more handsome between me and Lars. As we have agreed, all three of
us. Yeah, we let Joe think that because he really needs a win for once. Yeah. If you wanted to hear the whole 20-hour conversation, along with other benefits on our Discord that actually do exist, you should go check out patreon.com/T1podcast. Patreon helps the show succeed. For only $2 a month, you get a lot of cool benefits, such as a priority role on the Discord. You get a patrons-only channel. You get to listen to all these episodes, including this one, the moment that they are edited and screened. The mixdown file from Audition is placed into the patrons-only Discord, so you get them the second they're ready to go, as opposed to just whenever they're scheduled. I think this one goes out like at the beginning of next month at this point. You could get this one super early for only $2 a month if you like the show and you want to help us succeed. That's a good way to do it. Patreon.com/T1podcast. Please remember to support the content creators that you enjoy. Joe, you can go ahead and toss the next one out if you'd like.
Sure. So, what's your opinion on boars?
Boars?
Yeah.
They killed Bobby B, so I'm not a big fan.
Ooh, not a big fan. Moving on. Have you ever used a VPN?
I have for work. It's required in sometimes.
NordVPN?
NordVPN. Yeah. No, it's actually some internal like software, corporate stuff.
Because we're actually sponsored by NordVPN.
And we'll go ahead and get to them in a little bit because we literally
get 10% off your 3-year plan. Right.
Yeah, we just shilled the Patreon. It's kind of rough to do them back-to-back, Joe.
Okay.
You should start a competitor called NordVPN.
Yeah, I should. I'll just redirect your traffic manually, just sitting on my computer being like, nope, there you go.
People would be like, oh, do you use NordVPN? No, I use NordVPN. It's much better.
Nordy.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, thankfully that doesn't exist, and Nord is the preferred one. But yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Nordy, you ever play The Sims?
I have not played The Sims, unfortunately.
You ever play Grand Theft Auto?
I did. I played the fifth one. I enjoyed it a lot,
What
actually.
Was your favorite thing to do in Grand Theft Auto when you were not doing missions?
No, I liked flying the helicopters and airplanes.
That was also one of my favorite parts, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Didn't they kind of control, like, butt, though? Or is that just my inexperience?
I was able to fly them just fine.
No, I always had trouble with them. I guess maybe I'm just not made for flying or something, like Nordy is.
Well,
No.
No. You just have to be really... I think a lot of the time people oversteer.
I do, yeah.
So you just have to be really, really gentle. And
yeah. What kind of games do you play, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're asking me. Not as many as I should. Let me think. Years and years ago, I used to play Minecraft a bit. I enjoyed that a lot. I played Subnautica when that came out. I really enjoyed that. Big fan of Subnautica. I like Portal 1 and 2. Those are fun. I recently played Stardew Valley with my friend, which was really good.
Ooh, same with Joe.
Stardew Valley, yeah. I was playing that right before this interview.
Yeah, I think it's a fun game. Besides that, I think that's pretty much... I played Don't Starve for a bit. I enjoyed Don't Starve.
I just realized two games on your list, by the way, should probably bang and make a child, which is Portal and Subnautica. I feel like Subnautica with portals would be interesting.
That would be really interesting. I think Subnautica was a fantastic game. It was very, very immersive.
Yeah, it was.
Again, I don't really consider myself to be a gamer, and by any means. I maybe play an hour a week, but that's more just kind of out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it was truly, you know, it really drew me in. I think it was a very unique concept, that I think is under, you know, explored in the, you know, video game industry, you know, being underwater kind of in a tropical area. And I know that they're working on a sequel or kind of a DLC, a separate DLC, called, oh my gosh, it's like a Below Zero. I think that's what called. You know, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that looks really cool. I've liked everything they've done with it. I enjoyed pretty much every aspect of the game. Just like going collecting stuff, seeing all the weird fishes that it's like they're strange, like they're very alien, but they kind of make sense. Like the whole ecosystem seems like something that should happen.
Right.
I don't know. This is a really cool concept. I've made a video about it in the past. I highly recommend people check out that game, Subnautica. I think it's like $20, right?
Yeah, I think it's like that. It can go. It goes on sale, I think, fairly frequently for, you know, $15-$20. I think.
Oh, okay.
I would highly recommend. I think it was actually free on the Epic store a while ago. Back when Epic was, you know, heavily promoting stuff. So I think Subnautica is a great game. I'm thinking back to kind of my history with it. I played Skyrim a couple of years ago. I enjoyed that.
You know, we actually interviewed the person who created that whole universe.
Oh, yeah. Elder Scrolls. We interviewed the creator of Elder Scrolls. Yeah.
That's incredible. That's really cool.
I can send you the link to that episode if you want to listen to it.
The chat is requesting that link, by the way,
Joe.
We
got to start sharing our interview contacts. You know, I got to interview some people from Meme Insider. You can, you know, interview some people we've interviewed.
Sure.
We'll have your guy talk to our guy.
Yeah, exactly. My people talk to your people.
We actually do have people now. We have an agent. It's great. I love it.
Nice.
Shout out to Tej.
Who I think is actually pronounced Tej, like TJ, but I've been saying it wrong all this time.
Tej?
Anyway, yeah, if the link's in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com, if you're tuning into this and you're surprised, as everyone else is, that we interviewed the creator of the Elder Scrolls universe as large and one of the key developers on Elder Scrolls Arena, Vijay Lakshman, go ahead and check it out.
If you're in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com, it's super easy. You just click on that link I just posted. If you're not, then it's really hard. You have to type in.
You'll have to like scroll back to find it.
https://audioboom.com/posts/7102926-everyone-is.a-hero. It's hard.
Oh, God.
It's hard. Yeah. Just go to discord.t1podcast.com and do yourself a favor.
Tune into these live, but yeah.
Oh, my God. What a fucking nightmare.
And speaking of nightmares, the 2019 internet is kind of a nightmare with the government trying to track your stuff, the ISPs trying to throttle your data, and Watch Dogs 2 hackers trying to intercept what you're doing. But there's a good way to get around that today at nord.t1podcast.com, and that'll take you to a website that'll introduce you to a service called NordVPN. NordVPN is a virtual private network that protects you from all the things we've described and more. If you want to watch region-blocked content, that's a good way to do it with NordVPN. If you want to get past your throttling, which they're saying, oh, you can only have four gigabytes a month. No, screw that. NordVPN. If you don't want to worry about the sketchy local Wi-Fi at Starbucks or some other generic place that you get your coffee, NordVPN. Nordy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is the name of this podcast?
This podcast is very proudly named The First Podcast.
That's true. And The First Podcast is also the checkout code at checkout. If you want your internet to be back to the squeaky clean origins of the Wild West that it used to be, the glorious hills and valleys and mountains of how things used to be, you can do that for only $3 a month. That's right, three. Use the checkout code THEFIRSTPODCAST at checkout for 75% off your first subscription. And go ahead and tell them we sent you. We're glad to have them on as a sponsor. And that is it for the ads for the episode today.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. Anything else we need to cover or talk about?
Yes. No, I think. Oh, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, we just wanted to ask you a question that we have to ask pretty much everyone because it's very interesting information.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited.
And this is kind of the culmination, the climax of the episode. This is something that everyone wants to know. What would be your useless superpower?
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
Man, that's a good question. I have to think for a second.
Yeah, I mean, all the time in the world, dude. This is a bit of a thinker because you have to think of something that's not useful like at all.
I want to say something that's like, I'll always know like when there's just a little bit of orange juice left in the in the box useless. Or something in the orange juice container. Useless superpower. I would say, you know, if it's truly useless, everything that I think of, like I would say like being like, I don't know, 10% invisible, just so you're a little bit transparent. That's pretty useless. That's pretty cool. But you know, you could use that to like make money.
What if you were what if it was 1% invisibility where it's like someone wouldn't really notice unless you drew attention to it? You're like, oh no, look. And they're like, oh yeah, right, I guess slightly.
Right. That I think that's what it would be. It's either that or be able to, because everything I can think of, you know, has some sort of use. You know, if I say, oh, I'd like to jump, you know, 1 inch higher, you know, that's obviously very useful.
What about the ability to sweat out ketchup?
Gross.
See, I can't think of anything that's less, you know, useful than that or more useful than that.
Oh,
right. It's just going to make you sticky.
Are you a ketchup fiend though? And like if you're
smelly,
if you're the ultimate ketchup monger, that might be kind of useful.
See, this is a great question because I got to come up with something that truly is useless. You know, sweating on ketchup, you know, can be useful in some situations.
Mm-hmm.
An atomic amount of ketchup.
No, just always have fries with you.
No, I would say my useless superpower would be able to come up with a really good answer for this question.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be useful because it's entertaining.
Exactly. So,
well,
you know what? My useless superpower would be to not be able to come up with a question for an answer for this question. And there we go. There's a good mistake you for go. You guys.
That's pretty useless. Yeah.
All right. My question
to make mistakes. That's a good question. See, I'm question, making more mistakes. Here we go.
Okay, Joe, just to preface this, what's your sexual orientation?
I'm straight.
Okay. So this would be for the women. What about the power to know when someone has like when a person the opposite sex has decided that they have no interest in dating you?
That would be pretty useful. Like you don't have to waste your time going after someone who has no interest.
But I feel like the number of people who mentally reject not just you but just like people in general is probably higher than the amount of actual rejections you would get. Like there's probably like a good like dozen women in the last year who have like for whatever reason have said probably not to that guy. Like I feel like it'd be really depressing.
Useful information.
But wouldn't it be like really depressing?
Depressing but useful.
Like just I never had a chance with that girl. I don't know.
But it's useful.
How?
Because then you would, are you telling me there's no use for that information?
No, but it's like, how do you, because then you'd realize like how many people aren't interested. I feel like it would take a toll on your soul.
What about the ability to know if somebody lied to you 25 years after the fact?
Oh, what if you could add like other stuff? Like if someone like was unfaithful or just a variety of things that like would ruin your trust in them, but only 25 years later.
I mean, unless you're still in a relationship with that person, then that's still useful.
Yeah, what if it was like you would know all this stuff like the moment you like broke up?
If you broke up with somebody, would you want to know if they were unfaithful?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, would you want to know those kind of statistics?
I wouldn't.
What about you, Nody?
I think that ignorance is bliss 100% of the time. You know, there's so many times that if you know enough about somebody, at some point you'll be disgusted by them. You'll reject their ability to converse with you. But, you know, I think that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does terrible things. I mean, not terrible things, but I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people have been cheated on and they don't realize it and they're still in functioning relationships. And I think that, you know...
I'm glad I've never cheated on anybody.
Yeah.
I would... I mean, not like I've had, like, the opportunity to per se, like there, you know, somebody's like coming on to me like, oh, Joe, we have to have sex right now. And I'm like, no, but
no one's ever asked you to have sex, Joe.
Well, like while I was in a relationship and like aggressively coming on to me, like they start kissing me and I have to push them away.
If you start to pay attention though, to like the signs and the cues, it turns out that like being in a relationship is just bait for that. Like suddenly people realize what they're missing. It's really kind of messed up. Like being in a relationship is not a turn off for a lot of people.
Not a turn off.
Yeah.
You said, yeah. I mean, you want what you can't have.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm happy that I've never cheated on or been cheated on as far as I know. But like I said, I wouldn't
want
to know.
Yeah. You wouldn't want the statistic.
No.
Oh, kind of a related question for the people on this podcast. Just out of curiosity, like, what would be a stat that you would want to know? Like a stat that you don't have access to or don't reasonably have access to?
That's another really good question. I think it'll be kind of cool to see, maybe how many times I've seen somebody in public who I've seen before in public, but neither of us really know each other or recognize each other. But, you know, I'm always curious, you know, when I'm walking around in the streets, you know, how many of the people I've seen before, you know, walking around the streets, but I don't recognize them from before. I think that would be kind of cool just to have a little icon above somebody's head that says, like, discovered or undiscovered or something.
I like that one. Yeah, that's a good one. What would you choose,
Joe? What about you, Lars? For me?
Yeah, yeah.
I would just... hold on, you go because someone's coming through the front door right now.
Okay. I would probably want to see, like, just, like, really funny stuff, like, just ridiculous things to know, like the amount of times that, like, I've farted and, like, it upset someone, or, you know, just, like, little useless statistics about my life. I don't know. Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
For me, by far the most helpful and interesting to me would be the friendship meter from The Sims, or, like, the romance meter that tells you where you are, like, if it's positive or negative, like on the friendship meter. Nordy, you've never played The Sims, but
yeah, I was gonna say this sounds like The Sims.
No, yeah, like on the on The Sims.
What about a P meter? So that like before you like were like, ah, I feel like I have to go, you would know like, oh, if I empty my bladder at this point, like that would be really good for me. That would be a useful statistic.
So Nordy, I'm gonna post a picture. And it's like a really like super obvious kind of concept. You could probably guess what I mean, but
I've seen kind of concepts like that before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Joe, what did you do to Jackie? You really pissed her off.
Oh, that's not me. That's from the internet. I just typed in friendship meter Sims. But
oh, okay, dude, Bella is in every game of The Sims, and she's always like, she's always really unfaithful to her partner. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Sims players don't know what we're talking about.
I wish that in The Sims you could have multiple relationships with people and they wouldn't get jealous.
You can. There's a mod called Wicked Whims. I'll link you to that later. Anyway, Nordy, it was fun to have you on. I apologize for some of the technical difficulties in the middle. I'm going to try to edit those out. And,
my bad.
I'll go ahead and scold Joe for that later, and he'll have to do some extra homework, and I think we'll be good to go.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing where Meme Insider goes from here. And once again, if people wanted to check that out, how would they do that?
The best way to reach us is on our website, memeinsider.com. You can reach us on Twitter, just at Meme Insider, Instagram at Meme Insider. Check out our YouTube channel, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Glad we finally got to work together on this.
Absolutely. Great to have you guys.
Yeah, weren't you in Nova Scotia for like a year or something? That's why we couldn't record?
No, Ireland, right?
Right.
Same thing.